It's 6:04. Here's VPR News. Attorney General T.J. Donovan announced today he will not file charges against a Burlington police officer who struck a man who later died. In March, 54-year-old Douglas Kilburn got in a fight with Burlington police officer Corey Campbell outside of UVM Medical Center. In video footage, Kilburn appears to try to hit Officer Campbell, who then punched Kilburn, in the face several times. He was found dead a few days later, and the medical examiner ruled that death a homicide but could not determine a specific cause of death. The examiner did say skull fractures were a contributing factor. Donovan says while Campbell's use of force was justified, his actions prior to the fight, like swearing at Kilburn, escalated the situation.
Officer Campbell's use of foul language and antagonistic behavior did not de-escalate the situation, which ultimately put him in a position when it was necessary to physically defend himself.
Donovan urged the police department in Burlington to do more de-escalation training. Vermont Governor Phil Scott says he's almost certain to submit a major disaster declaration to the federal government after a storm last week brought heavy rains, high winds, and flooding to parts of Vermont. State Emergency Management Director Erica Bornman says preliminary estimates show the Halloween storm brought $6 million to $10 million in damage, mainly to northern and northwestern Vermont. About 250 Vermont residents had reported damage to their homes, ranging from driveway washouts to basement flooding to complete destruction. VTDigger.org reports that harm to public facilities included a bridge on Route 105 in Richford, which was damaged so badly by flooding that it needs to be replaced.